Hello and welcome to In Depth here on all those radio stations. I'm Ian Sorensen, your host. Monica Miles back in the studio from Nevada Donor Network. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
And you have a guest. We've had her in the studio before. It's nice to have her back. Nancy Ponte. How are you, Nancy?
I'm great. Thank you.
Wonderful. So, Monica, we got National Donor Day coming up pretty quick here.
Yes. So most people know it as Valentine's Day, February 14th.
Oh,
but
pshaw. Let's focus on the other
thing. Right? What is more loving than to say that you would save someone else's life, that you would help heal other people, that you would give them sight. And you get that cute red heart on your license when you register to be a donor. So We're tying it all in, right?
Exactly.
But really, it's a day to honor the donors who have given the gift of life, their families that have been so generous with their loved ones, and then a time to honor also those who wait. And those who have received a second chance at life through transplantation. So it's important to have observances like this because, let's be honest, on a day-to-day basis, we don't think about donation. You know, we might think about it when we go to the DMV, but beyond that, it's not something we necessarily want to think about, right? Mm-hmm. Our own mortality or that of our loved ones. So these national observances are really a time to reflect on what we want for ourselves and what kind of legacy we want to leave. And so, you know, hearing stories from our brave donor families and recipients and even those who wait, I think help give us that experience and give us that time to ponder what we really want and to empower us to make a decision, which really is so easy. It's as easy as saying, yes, I would want to help others.
Exactly. So National Donor Day, how long has that been a thing, I guess?
Several years. Yeah. Okay. And it's just really important to us. And it's time to honor those who gave such an important gift. So registration is so easy. I don't think that's the boundary, right?
Not
think
at all.
It's people are scared. They don't understand it. So that's what we're here to talk about today. But registration really is easy, either through the DMV, which is just, yes, I would want to be an organ donor. You get that heart on your license. Or anytime through our website, which is nvdonor.org, or even through your iPhone in the health app. You can register right there.
Indeed so. So it's the easiest thing in the world. And we have a very personal story when it comes to that. Nancy, how are you? And thank you for coming in.
I'm great. Thanks for having me today.
Wonderful. So what is your connection to this?
Well, 2015, my daughter had an asthma attack and it left her brain dead. And Haley, luckily enough, she, instead of telling her parents that she wanted to be a donor, she decided to sign up by herself. Mm-hmm. And I think just knowing her, she had such a big heart that she chose to give the gift of life. And she was an incredible young lady. She was 19. She was a sophomore at UNR. She was studying biology. And she was going in that medical field so she could help people. And, you know, she was that kid that always would, she didn't care what you look like, what you wore, she'd give you her last dollar. And sometimes that got her in trouble. But, you know, at the end of the day, she really did have a big heart. And with that, her going into the medical field, that showed what kind of person she was.
Yeah.
And so she gifted her kidneys and her liver. And we did write a letter a year after she had passed. And last year in November, we did receive a letter from one of her cornea recipients.
Wow.
And so that was really amazing. I can't imagine meeting an actual organ donor because meeting her cornea recipient was amazing. And to this day, we're still in contact with each other. And just to see how Haley changed her life has made a huge impact on me and our family. And now we have an extensive family that's not here in Reno, but just to see that it's she had a disease called Fuchs disease where she couldn't see colors. She just saw gray.
Interesting.
And so she really needed this. And so the month after Haley passed, she received her first cornea and She was able to see her first grandchild born this last February.
Oh.
And then she wrote her letter to us and just stated, you know, it took me a year to write this to you. However, now I can see my grandchild and I'm forever grateful. And she says Haley's her hero. Mm. And, you know, I wasn't a donor until after I experienced it all with Haley. And I think people should really consider it because it is very hard, but on the other hand, you see how you can change someone else's life. And right. Haley definitely was that person, and she had a huge heart.
Yeah, and you made so many other connections kind of as a...
Yeah, and I continue, you know, being with Nevada Donor. I have had the opportunity to meet so many people and do different things that it has helped me grieve and get the word out about donation. I'm not that person to be sitting here or being out in the community, but I think if you touch one person and make them change their mind, I think it's a huge impact.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, I want to thank you for being here and continuing kind of being with Nevada Donor Network. That's really cool of you.
They were my first point of contact, and I'm really thankful for Monica and Crystal because when you do have those hard days, they're there to pick you up. And they understand because they work day in and day out with people like me, donor families or donor recipients or recipients. And so I'm very thankful for them.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, when it comes to National Donor Day, are there events planned across the country, or is it mostly just kind of a getting the word out sort of deal?
Yeah, for us, it's just more of an awareness, getting out in the community, getting in the media, telling these beautiful stories. So that's what we want to do for National Donor Day.
Okay.
And wear green.
Cool.
Yeah, wear green and blue.
Oh, forgot that was the color scheme.
Yeah, so coming up in April is National Donate Life Month, and we encourage people to wear blue and green then. But, you know, we have those as our colors, as the colors of Donate Life. So it would be a beautiful day to wear those colors as well, just in honor of
Haley's
everyone
favorite color
involved.
Was green, so it's kind of ironic.
Really? Kind
there
of
you
fits.
Go.
My
yeah.
favorite color, too.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, I love hearing these stories because even though Nancy's story is very sad and very painful, watching the healing and comfort she has gotten from those beautiful gifts that Haley gave to others, this is why we do our job.
Yeah.
And this is why we encourage people to consider being a donor, because this is the kind of legacy you can leave. And I never thought about it from a donor family standpoint until I've had the honor of working with people like Nancy and other donor families. You know, not only can you help people who receive transplants, you help your family members that are left behind, because now they know that their loved one lives on in others. And I just can't think of a more beautiful gift that you can give.
And one thing, I mean, I remember hearing about, organ donation when I was a kid, and all I thought was like, oh, like the heart. You know, and like you kind of reduce it in your mind, but like there's so much, like it's organ and tissue, it's corneas.
Yes.
It's like amazingly, I mean, with the kind of advancement of medical technology, like, no, we can help out so many more people now.
Yeah, the impact is absolutely huge.
Yeah.
And that's just from one person saying, yes, I would help others. So imagine the impact we could have if all Nevadans make that choice.
Exactly.
So that's what we're here to talk to people about.
Right.
So thank you
for
having us, because it's such an important story to tell over and over again until people are empowered to make that choice.
Mm. And again, I mean, give them the methods with which they can kind of sign up for such a thing.
So most of us know the DMV. They're wonderful partners of ours. Every time you go to get your license, you can just check yes there. But if you don't have to go to the DMV, you probably don't want to make a special trip,
definitely
right?
Definitely not.
So you can go on our website, which is nvdonor.org. You can register there. You can find a lot more information about donation, kind of myths and facts about it. Really educate yourself if you have questions. And then the really easy way is using your iPhone in the health app, the medical ID tab. If you scroll down, you'll see the Donate Life symbol, and that will register you nationwide. And you can actually register in all places. There's no issue with being registered everywhere you can be. That's what I am. I'm registered everywhere you can be.
Cool.
And I mean, for Valentine's Day, you know, I remember when I was 16 and made the choice to register. It gives you a really good feeling. And so why not give that to yourself?
Right.
You know?
That is a gift to yourself, really.
Yeah. It's a very compassionate choice.
Mm-hmm.
So a beautiful day to do that would be February 14th.
Yeah, right. Do so. And then also, I mean, anybody who's listening right now, if you have access to any kind of social media, like maybe go to your website, get the link and share it.
Yeah,
as
absolutely.
Much as you can.
Absolutely. And share it with your family and your friends. Because as Nancy mentioned, a lot of us make the choice to register, but we never talk to our family about it. And it's really important that your family understand that this is a choice that you've made, because when it comes time to carry out these decisions, we do need the help of family members and people that knew the donor best. So share your choices. And if you don't register, unfortunately, you put that choice on your loved ones, which is a very difficult choice to make, especially if they don't know what you wanted.
Yeah.
So registering is an act of compassion in that way as well. You don't leave the decision to your loved ones.
Okay. Very good. And Nancy, anything you'd like to say?
Yeah, I agree with Monica. It's so important because, you know, we, like I said, we didn't know. And when we were approached, and with her path going into medicine, we had made that decision to donate. So it just made it a little bit easier knowing that she had already made that choice. But still, if you do sign up, you know, you need to really discuss it with your families. And hopefully they'll understand your choice, you know, because you're going to save somebody and help somebody move on with their life.
Okay.
And it is. It's a special gift.
It is.
You know, and like I said, my daughter has a huge heart. And if she only knew of all the people that she has helped, and I know she'd be proud of me spreading the word about organ and tissue donation.
I think she does.
I think so.
She knows.
I hope so.
Thank
you.
And
I thank Nevada Donor for always taking their time with me.
Beautiful. Nancy, thank you. Thank you, Monica.
Thank you.
Thank you.